B'Amerik Le'ilui Nishmas, Rev Aaron Yehuda Leib and Reb Noach Tzvi. The fifth parak of Masechta Brachos continues with the theme of lessons about Shmona Esrei. The basic theme is what nature of concentration is needed for Shmona Esrei, what is the level of distraction that's acceptable during Shmona Esrei. The first Mishnah begins with Ein Omdim Li'espalel Ela Mitol Kovod Rosh. When one would arrive at the place where he would daven Shmona Esrei, he should first make sure that he's serious and then start Shmona Esrei. This is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Ivdu es Hashem biyira, serve God with awe, with humility, with a sense of reverence. What is Ivdu es Hashem? Prayer. So prayer has to come from a context of seriousness. In fact, says the Mishnah, Chasidim Arishonim, the first pious people, when they would arrive at the place of prayer, they would wait for an hour, and then they would pray Shmona Esrei. Why an hour? To direct their heart and to concentrate to the Almighty. Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shlomo. If you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and a king, a Jewish king, who's not a threat to your life, would come by and try to say hello, unlike Kriyat Shema, where we learned you're allowed to interrupt between the chapters, sometimes you're allowed to even respond in the middle of a chapter, but in Shmona Esrei, it's different. If you're davening Shmona Esrei, and a king comes and asks how you're doing, lo yeshivenu, he may not respond to him. Va'afilu nachash karach ala kevo, and even if a person finds something uncomfortable, a garden snake wrapped around his heel while he's praying Shmona Esrei, lo yafsik, he should not interrupt the Shmona Esrei. Again, if it's a snake which is poisonous, or a non-Jewish king who would endanger the life of the person davening Shmona Esrei, he is allowed to interrupt to save his life. Second Mishnah talks about where certain additions are placed within the Shmona Esrei, within the 19 blessings of the Silent Amidah. We know that during the winter season in the land of Israel, there is an addition, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem, thanking God, who makes wind blow and brings rain down. Says the Mishnah, Maskirin Gvuros Keshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. That addition, mentioning the power, the might of rain, should occur in the second blessing, the blessing about the revival of the dead. Because rain is like the revival of the dead. Rain brings a dead field back to life. V'sholin akshamim, during the winter in Israel and outside of Israel, there is a request, v'sein talumatar, asking God to give rain. That should happen, not in the second blessing, because we don't make any requests in the first three blessings, but in the blessing of Birkas Hashanim, asking God for livelihood, because rain is a key component of livelihood. On a Saturday night, we are to recite a blessing, or at least a declaration, marking the transition from Shabbos, from the holy to the secular and profane, to the week. Havdalah is recited in Chonin Hadas, in the very first blessing of the request blessings of Shmona Esrei and the blessing of Chonin Hadas. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bracha Revius Bifnei Atpa, it deserves its own blessing. So therefore say the first three blessings of praise, the beginning of Shmona Esrei, and then say a full blessing for Havdalah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, it should go into the blessing of Hodah, into the blessing of Modim, and we rule that it is inserted into Chonin Hadas, as the Yerushalmi explains, because why is Havdalah in Chonin Hadas? To be able to make a distinction, you need Da'as. Im ein Da'as Havdalah minayin. So therefore, when we have a blessing about distinctions, it should be in the blessing about wisdom and understanding. The third Mishnah talks about all sorts of texts that a person might want to add on his own and whether or not they are appropriate. So the Mishnah says, Omer al kan tzipri yagiyu rachamecha, if a person is praying and he says, God, the same way you had mercy on the nest of chicks or bird or little eggs that you commanded us to send away the mother bird before we take the chicks or the eggs, so to have mercy on us. Or if a person says, Val tov yizacher shemecha, may your name be mentioned on the good things. In other words, let me have more good things in life, so your name is always mentioned on the good things. I don't want to have your name on bad things. Or he says, modim, modim. He says, thank you, God. And again, he says, thank you to Hashem. And he does these things in public. Well, these things are all inappropriate. They seem to convey the wrong messages. Meshatkin osa, we would silence him. However, the Bar Tanur points out that in private, a person could say modim, modim twice, because that would just be to add concentration and devotion and focus in his prayers. However, lifnei ateva v'tzar, remember, in those days they did not have sidurim, when people would say Shemoneh Esrei, whether as individuals or as communal leaders, they used to say it by heart. A person who stands in front of the ark, leading the community, and in the midst of his prayers, he makes a mistake, he gets confused, he doesn't know the next word, yavor achar tachtov, let someone else take his place. Generally, if they ask you to serve as a chazan, you're supposed to say no, but not if they're asking you to replace someone who's making a mistake. That's not a time to say no when they're asking you to serve as a chazan at that time, because it would be a disgrace and an insult to the prayer that the prayer have a long break. And you are called up to replace the man who made mistakes in the prayers. Where do you start? You begin at the beginning of the blessing that person made a mistake in. The fourth Mishnah talks about how important it is not to make mistakes, and therefore the chazan should be careful. However, the person who stands before the ark as the leader of the community in prayer, lo ya'ane achar ha'kohanim amen, when the priests recite Birkat Kohanim, he should not respond amen, because he might get confused, and then he will not be able to continue with the blessings. And if there's no Kohen in the room other than himself, he shouldn't recite Birkat Kohanim, because again, he would get confused and he'll forget the flow of the Shemoneh Esrei. However, if he's 100% sure that he can recite Birkat Kohanim and get back to the right track and say the full blessings of Shemoneh Esrei, Rashoi, he's allowed to do so. And finally, the last Mishnah of the Perek. Hamispalol v'tzah. If someone is praying Shemoneh Esrei and he makes mistakes, he forgets, he gets confused, he gets stuck. Simin ralo, that's a bad sign. It's a sign that the prayer is not being accepted. Vim shliach tzibuhur, and if he's the leader of the community, Simin ralo sholchav, that's a bad sign for those who sent him. It means that the prayers of the community are not being accepted. Why is his prayer necessarily reflective of the community? Because we have a rule that the emissary of a person is like the person. Amru alav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. In fact, they say about the great Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shayim ispal al acholim. People who were sick would send relatives to ask that he pray for them. He used to pray for sick individuals, va'omer, and he would then pronounce, Zechai v'zemes, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. Amru lo, they said to me, Nayin ati yodea, how do you know who will live and who will die? Amalehem, he would tell them the following, Im shkuras filasi b'fi, if the prayer was flowing in my mouth, I remembered each word, I didn't get confused, yodea nishu makubo, then I know it was accepted. Vim lav, and if the prayer didn't flow easily from my mouth, yodea ani shehu maturaf, then I knew that it was being rejected and thrown away by the Almighty. So again, the theme of this chapter is Shemoneh Esrei, the need to concentrate on Shemoneh Esrei, the need to get all the words out correctly, and some of the additions of Shemoneh Esrei, where they get placed, some additions that shouldn't be said because they are disrespectful, and finally, the need for a chazan, especially, but really everyone's saying Shemoneh Esrei, to make sure that all the words get said in the right spot.